This is your classic. It's breakfast with Jordan Curtis. The weather is looking a little bit more sunny this weekend. You might want to get out on the boat and catch something. I'm joined this morning by Kevin from Complete Angler Moonta and Wallaroo for your fishing tips. How are you this morning, Kevin?
Hey, not too bad. How are you?
I'm pretty good, thanks. What are we expecting with the fish this weekend?
Okay, yeah, starting off down there at Wallaroo, there's still some salmon and a few kingfish off of Point Riley. Further north, towards Tikra, the squid have been in good numbers down there. I went down for a quick flick the other night and got 10, so there's a lot of squid down there. The beaches are slowly improving for yellowfin whiting. As soon as that water warms up in the shallows, there'll be definitely more in there. It's the time of year to go down and chase a few of them. Now, the jetty has been good for blue crabs, and there's been some really good-sized garfish towards the end of the jetty. Now, down at Moona, the jetty down here has got some good squid down here, some tommies of an evening, along with some good-sized snook taking a few lures, either soft plastics or hard-bodied. So, yeah, go just throw a few lures around. Should be able to find a few snook down there. Out in the boats, there's been some good numbers of garfish and squid coming from Tipperah Lighthouse. Best spot to go and chase whiting would be still south of the Cape in the deeper water down there. So, they've been good numbers and good size, so go down there and try for a few of them. So that's about all we've got this week.
With the weather warming up a little bit, is there a bit of diversity happening now that we are heading closer to summer?
Yeah, definitely. So as soon as that water starts warming up, we get a bit more sun temperature on the top of the surface there, it'll start bringing on your summer species like your yellowfin whiting in the shallows and definitely your garfish out in the boats. Yeah, it's always a good time of the year as soon as it starts warming up to get out there and give them a go. So.
No worries. Well, Kevin, thank you so much for your time this morning.
No worries, Jordan. Thanks, mate.
That's Kevin from Complete Angler Moonta and Wallaroo on your Classic It's Breakfast. I'm joined by Leon from Boats and Bikes Port Pirie today. How are you this morning, Leon?
I'm excellent, thank you, Jordan. I'm really looking forward to this weekend because during this week we've had such a mix of weather, haven't we? Like hot, cold, you know.
Yeah, it's been blowy, been rainy, been very sunny at the beginning of the week, so sort of settled down a little bit for the weekend.
Exactly. I mean, I think when we're looking around at this time last year, our water temperatures and all that sort of stuff were still reasonably cold, and I think that's still the case at this particular moment. So it means around the Woods Point, Port Davis area, probably Eastern Shoal, you'll still find yourself some nice King George whiting. And I've been seeing that come through Facebook with guys actually catching nice catches. Strangely enough, I've still seen squid, which I'm really amazed about. I think it's the longest season of squid on record. So, and I hope that continues around the area because it's great eating and lots of fun to catch and all that sort of stuff. You know, September normally sees the snook time and all that sort of stuff, and we're just a little bit behind, so there's still a few of those around if you'd love to trawl. And I think that the gutters that you'll find from between Ward Spit and Cockle Spit and all that sort of stuff will give you a good outcome on those, and you should be able to go pretty well. Remembering at the moment we've got catch release in zones 1s and 2s and all that sort of stuff throughout our area, but if you go just out past the Second Creek Net Band Stick, you're still safe to fish for any sort of species that you want to. And while we're looking at this moment, I think you'll find yourself some salmon trout around the place as well, which are a good time to catch those fish and a good thing to teach the children how to catch. Blue swimmer crabs are still on the march, and I think you'd be surprised that the early season tasting crabs are better tasting than you'll ever taste in your life. So I think there's a hint, go crack them out, and I reckon check the boys you go for that.
For sure. Well, any other tips for the weekend?
No, I think just take your kid fishing and actually have a little bit of fun. I think I'm going to head down to Wallaroo for Saturday just to say hello to some friends and then come back. And I think I'm going to the market that's at Memorial Park this weekend.
Sounds like a good one. Well, Leon, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Jordan.
That was Leon from Boats and Bikes Port Pirie on your Classic It's Breakfast.